Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Ches and Parak Beis Mishnah Tes. Now the next three Mishnahs are going to discuss days when you're not allowed to fast at all. Now during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim established a number of minor Yamim Tovim in order to commemorate various miracles that Hashem had performed for the Jewish people. And it's not allowed, a person is not allowed to fast on any of these small Yamim Tovim. Now on the Yamim Tovim that commemorate especially great miracles, it was forbidden not only to have any sort of fast days, but you can't even eulogize people who passed away. And all of these Yamim Tovim were recorded in something called the Megillas Tainis, which we're going to describe right now. The Gemara here, lists some of these Yamim Tovim. After the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, most of them were abolished. We generally speaking don't follow these Yamim Tovim anymore. Today, the only Yamim Tovim that we find in Megillas Tainis that we still observe are Chanukah and Purim. Continuing in the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, called Akosuv in Megillas Tainis delo mispad, that any yontif that is found in Megillas Tainis as a yontif, when one is not allowed to eulogize the dead and certainly not to fast, lifan of aser is also aser. It's also forbidden to eulogize or fast even the day before to ensure that these activities do not take place on the actual yontif. La'achar of mutar, however, on the day after the yontif, you certainly are allowed to fast and deliver eulogies. Rabbi Yossi says, lifan of la'achar of aser, it's aser to fast and to deliver eulogies both on the day before and on the day after, that according to Reb Yossi, the prohibitions were extended to the day after as well, in order to show an extra degree of respect, of kavod, for these Yamim Tovim, to ensure that they're going to be observed in the proper way. Continuing in the Mishnah, Delol His Anabahon, any date that is recorded in Megillas Tainis is a yontif, when one is not allowed to fast, but when is allowed to eulogize in Lefanav Ulachar of Mutter, then you're allowed to fast the day before, and you're allowed to fast the day after. Since the festivity requirements for these days are not as strict, you're allowed to refrain from fasting on the day of the festival itself, and not anything beyond that. Rabbi Yossi says, on these days, lefan of aser, la'achar of motzah, that it is aser to fast the day before, but it is allowed to fast the day after. And we learned that the three series of fasts that we learned, the three fasts, and another three fasts, and the seven fasts, would be decreed in the event if it was not raining, as we discussed previously. The Mishnah is now going to discuss whether the new series of fasts begin on a Monday or a Thursday. Says the Mishnah, "Ein gozrin tainis al tzibur b'tchilu b'chamishi." You should not decree the first series of fasts on the community beginning on a Thursday. Shula hafkia hasha'arim, so as not to disrupt the market prices of food. And whenever a fast is observed on a Thursday, people are going to buy large amounts of food that day because they need food for both a large meal after the fast and for Shabbos as well. If shopkeepers do not realize why people are buying so much food, they might assume that there is a food shortage and raise their prices, which is going to mess things up. And therefore, we say you shouldn't begin on a Thursday. Rather, the first three fasts should begin on a Monday, followed by Thursday, followed by Monday. Since Thursday is the second fast, shopkeepers are not going to suspect a food shortage because they're going to know by then that a series of fasts have been declared. The second series of fasts, however, may begin on a Thursday. It could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday, not a problem. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says no. Says Rabbi Yossi, "Kashem she'in harishonos l'chamishi kach lo shnios lo achronos." Just as the first series of fasts can't begin on a Thursday, so too the second series of fasts also, and the final series of fasts can also not begin on a Thursday. Since there's a time in between each series, the shopkeepers might not remember that a fast is being observed on that particular Thursday, and they're going to think that, no, their extra purpose is a food shortage, and they're going to raise their prices. Have a great day.